When I was an overzealous Christian, many of my prayers were, in fact, answered, and often with uncanny precision. And so I assumed that these answered prayers were evidence of divine favor, proof that I was a franchisee of the one true brand. But as I painfully matured, I noticed that rival divisions of Christianity also had their tales of answered prayer, and that their experiences sounded much like mine, and might even be true. Later still, as I began to resemble a grown-up in some ways, I finally accepted that worshipers in non-Christian religions, and even, gasp, atheists and heathens, also had their tales of answered prayer and other synchronicities. Eventually, Christianity and I separated due to irreconcilable differences, but I was still interested in influencing the unseen via some prayer-like technology because, after all, it beats work. So I began to investigate various techniques that had previously been anathema to me. I tried visualization, affirmation, written requests, spells, channeled material, paganism, and lots of other things. I try to be a well-rounded heathen. And the one lesson I've learned in all my dabbling, or research, if you will, is that I'd better be careful what I ask for because I'm quite likely to get it, no matter how I do the asking. That is, in my experience, everything works. The universe appears to be a wish-granting machine that makes few judgments about the asker or how the asking is done. My point, and for a change I have one, is that results are not proof of exclusive divine sanction. In other words, you probably do have a direct line to God, but you're not the only one getting through. You may not even have that great a connection. In a study of learning behavior in chimpanzees, two elder chimpanzees, leaders in the same troop, were separately taught different methods for accessing snacks. One method was much more efficient than the other. The chimps were then returned to their troop to see if the skill would be passed on. It was, with an interesting twist. Even though all troop members were exposed to both methods, they tended to learn only the skill being taught by the troop leader they were loyal to. In other words, the efficiency of the method being taught was unimportant compared to who was doing the teaching. A cynic like myself can't resist the obvious comparison to human practice. We all have our religions, our philosophies, our superstitions, our methodologies for manipulating the invisible. But how many of us are simply following the example of our preferred troop leaders? How many of us have actually investigated the wealth of available spiritual technologies? So when it comes to cell phone plans and religions, you better shop around. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.